post-exposure communication recommendations. The exposure control plan should include written protocols for prompt reporting, evaluation, counseling, treatment, and follow-up of occupational exposures. These protocols should be made available to HCP by the facility. Post-exposure plans should ensure that HCP are informed about risk of exposure or illness, testing recommendations and procedures, options for and risks and benefits of PEP or treatment, any need for specialty care, follow-up testing and treatment, work restrictions if indicated, risk of transmitting infections to others and methods to prevent transmission, signs and symptoms of illness to report after an exposure, including potential side effects of prophylaxis. Protocols and recommendations should be included for exposures to certain specific diseases as well. These are later in this topic. Communication of infectious disease exposures to HCP and others. Both healthcare organizations and HCP have a professional responsibility to ensure that illnesses are reported in a timely manner whenever the illness may pose a risk to patients, other HCP, or the community. Key point: a healthcare facility's duty to inform individuals of a communicable disease situation extends to persons other than patients. This duty of reasonable care extends to all employees, volunteers, and visitors on the premises. Healthcare facilities should have plans in place that clearly outline the notification procedure, including the relevant time frame, for reporting possible exposures to infectious diseases. Public health authorities must be notified when an infectious disease or illness has public health implications, or as requirements otherwise dictate. Reporting notable infections can speed the identification of chains of transmission and outbreaks, as well as facilitate the notification process for those possibly exposed. Adverse events due to medical devices or equipment can also result in HCP exposure to infectious diseases, for example, sharps injuries, and devices involved in such exposures, whether due to a quality problem or some other issue, should be reported. Failure to report an infection could be cause for legal action if a patient or others become infected. The test for negligence includes whether the facility's care or lack of care caused the infection and whether the healthcare facility and the personnel working with the patient acted in a reasonable and prudent manner to recognize, report, and try to control the infection. Communicating to non-facility personnel. In the event of a possible exposure, the IP may need to share information on the source patient with outside personnel, such as fire, emergency medical services, volunteers, and law enforcement officers. An individual designated by each emergency response agency should be responsible for managing exposure events and communicating with healthcare facilities. Healthcare facility IPs should develop a working relationship with the designated infection control officers, DICOs, in their community. DICOs act as a liaison between the medical facility and the exposed emergency response personnel. The DICO is charged with the task of establishing that an actual exposure occurred and that proper care and counseling are rendered. The DICO should share their contact information with the IPs and vice versa in order to facilitate prompt notification. The overall goal of communication between the IP and DICO is to ensure that there is a notification process for exposure situations and that the process is streamlined and completed in a timely manner. Key point: the IP must ensure that HCP are trained on the proper procedures for post-exposure follow-up as well as any policies governing source patient testing. The IP needs to ensure that emergency department staff is aware of their notification responsibilities and timeframes for compliance. There are essentially three players in the notification process: the exposed public safety or emergency response employee, the DICO, and the representative from the medical facility to which the source patient was transported. BBP exposures and airborne/droplet diseases each require different steps in the notification process. Bloodborne pathogen exposure. For BBP exposures, the process begins by calling the DICO to report the incident. The DICO will review the incident and make the initial determination as to whether an exposure occurred. If the DICO determines that an exposure did occur, they will contact the medical facility to which the patient was transported to request source patient testing. The steps of notification in the event of BBP exposure are indicated in Exhibit 4-5. Exhibit 4-5, Bloodborne Exposure Communication System, Airborne and Droplet Transmitted Diseases. For airborne or droplet-transmitted diseases, the process begins with the medical facility. The medical facility, Emergency Department, or IP, must notify the DECO as soon as possible, usually within 48 hours, if emergency responders were in direct contact with a patient who is presumed to have or has been diagnosed with an airborne or droplet transmissible disease. Exhibit 4-6 details the notification steps for airborne and droplet transmitted diseases. Exhibit 4-6, Airborne and Droplet Communication System.